Well, it's quite difficult, of course, but it's a joy and a delight, of course it is. And we're looking forward to this show, and we're hoping everybody's going to come and see it in Lincoln, because it's for the first time ever. It's us doing a storyline, a pantomime, and being involved with the Scarecrow and part of his journey to Oz.
And Brandy, you've been with Sooty's family for some little time, haven't you?
Yeah, 36 years.
Really?
Yes, I worked with Harry and Matthew. I sort of started with Matthew, but I've been working with Sooty Sweep Sue longer than anybody now.
And Brian, you've been with Sooty's family for quite a long time as well, haven't you?
Yes, I started in 1987.
Is it the most challenging job you've ever had?
Yes, it is, to be honest.
You could say that. I've been in rather unusual place. I've been buried under Blackpool Beach.
Yeah.
I've been in a lake in a mini. I've been
swimming with killer whales, hanging off the backs of motorbikes.
Yeah.
In all of those things.
Yeah.
Because we used to do all the sound live in the old days. I mean, we still do, but we did do lots of outside stunts, of course. And you know, you were trapped in a ditch and hanging off motorbikes, and it was great fun.
Yeah, you see, a long, long while ago, when I was little, I remember going to a concert because Sooty and Sweep were putting on a very special show with Harry Corbett, and we got squirted by the water pistol in the front row. I always remember that. Oh. Do you remember that, Sooty?
Yes, he's nodding his head.
Is he nodding his head?
Yeah. Actually, he's jumping up and down. He wants to tell you about this show.
Yes, come on. So tell us about the show. Tell us
what's
happening.
Well, shall I ask Sue about it?
Ask Sue, yes.
She can talk for the boys. You know, she does have to.
Oh, it's all very exciting, isn't it, Sooty? And actually, Sooty... Yeah, he's nodding. Yeah, he's nodding again, Rob. Looking a bit smug, because this is the first time we've had our very own adventure pantomime. I know, Sweep. But this is a classic Easter pantomime, and we're off to see the wizard. That's right, isn't it, Sooty? Are the baddies? Yes, Sweep. There's a horrible Wicked Witch of the West. And Sooty says she hates little dogs, so you better watch it. You don't care? You're not scared of a witch in a vest? No, I said west, not vest. Wash your ears out, Sweep. Oh, no. Oh, no, no. Don't do that. He's got the water pistol, Rob. And he's... Oh, no.
Oh, no.
For goodness sake. Anyway, listen, Sweep. Why can't you wash your ears out? You've got a bone stuck in them.
Oh, dear.
Oh, hang on. He has. Just a minute. Give me a hand, Sooty. We'll pull this thing out. Oh, there it is. Well, I always said you were a bone broker. Hang on a minute. This bone says property of Toto. Sweep. Well, Toto's our friend Dorothy's little dog, Rob. And they're both in our show. Dorothy's played by somebody called Leah Murphy, and she's wonderful. And there's a brainless scarecrow. Yes, well, you can talk. That's our great friend, the very brilliant Mark Jones. Oh, and Sooty says there's the Tin Man, the Cowardly Lion, Glinda the Good Witch and Nookley all singing and all dancing munchkins. Oh, yes, and Sooty wants you to know that in this show, with his magnificent magical powers, he overcomes extreme hardships and dangers to make sure he saves the day and the good... Shut up, Sweep! 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 What have you got on your feet? The ruby slippers? The ruby slippers? Get them off! Get them off, their magic! And they belong to Dorothy! Oh, dear. I'm so sorry, everyone. Sweep's just clicked his back paws together, Rob. He's flying around the studio now. He's going off in the direction of the Lincoln Theatre Royal.
Oh, lovely. Oh, Sue, you've got your work cut out giving them the control, haven't you?
I have. He should be there by the 8th of April.
Goodness me. Old Brenda, Sooty, bit of a dab hand, isn't he himself, with a magic wand, meets the Wizard of Oz. All sorts of fun in store.
It's a match made in heaven, isn't it, Rob?
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
Especially with a water pistol and a wicked witch who's scared of water.
Would it be wise not being on the... Oh, dear, it's back.
Go away!
Why it's not being in front? Well, I don't know. You know, these water pistols these days can go quite a few yards.
So a few early nights in store to prepare, I think, for all of this. It sounds quite tiring.
Absolutely right, yeah.
All right. Well, Brenda, Brian, nice to talk to you, and Sooty, and Sweep, and Sue. Maybe a final little message from Sweep with an invite to come along to the Theatre Royal in Lincoln?